Blackstone Publishing presents Cursed, edited by Marie O'Regan and Paul Kane. This book is read by Helen Lloyd, Shiromi Arserio, Lisa Flanagan, Simon Vance, Tim Campbell, Esther Wayne, Sunila Nankani, and PJ Ocklin. Introduction by Marie O'Regan and Paul Kane. Curses. You've got to love 'em. That staple of any fairy tale, the core of the morality stories we've all grown up with, stories that teach us lessons, feed our belief that guilt should be punished, keep us on the straight and narrow path, hopefully. The classic examples draw from folklore across the world, and in this anthology you'll find stories drawing inspiration from the tales of Norway, Denmark, France, and more. They include tales by the likes of Perrault, Hans Christian Andersen, and the brothers Grimm, the originals written by the latter being much, much darker than a lot of people realize. Sleeping Beauty, for instance, pricking her finger and dropping to sleep for all that time. And look at Little Red Riding Hood, whose family was certainly cursed by that wolf, a curse in itself, if you believe some of the takes on it. Snow White as well, cursed by that witch of a queen and her poison apple. But without the bad, how would we recognize the good? Our aim in this book was simple: to use the idea of being cursed as a jumping-off point, offering writers the chance to rework some of the classics, as Jane Yolen and Adam Stemple do in Little Red, Neil Gaiman does in Troll Bridge, Lilith St. Crow in Hazza and Gani, and Christina Henry in As Red as Blood, As White as Snow, making them their own and presenting very different spins on the familiar. At the same time, we wanted to include new, modern cursed stories, morality tales from the likes of Christopher Fowler, Hated, James Brogdon, Skin, Katrina Ward, At That Age, and Margot Lanigan, The Girl from the Hell. Not all of these stories fit the traditional fairy tale style, but all of them share the dark heart at such stories' core. Authors were encouraged to think outside of the box, or even inside it, literally, as you'll see in M.R. Carey's darkly comic Henry and the Snakewood Box, and Michael Marshall Smith's Look Inside, whilst drawing inspiration from sources such as Peter Pan, Christopher Golden's Wendy Darling, or the Bluebeard legend, Angela Slatter's New Wine, not to mention creating their own...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?